When speaking to his people in the Bible, God says this: "Don't be afraid, because I have saved you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you cross rivers, you will not drown. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flames hurt you. This is because I, the Lord, am your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I gave Egypt to pay for you, and I gave Cush and Seba to make you mine, because you are precious to me. Because I give you honour and love you, I will give other people in your place. I will give other nations to save your life. Don't be afraid, because I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will tell the north, 'Give my people to me.' I will tell the south, 'Don't keep my people in prison. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from far away places. Bring them to me, all the people who are mine, who I made for my glory, who I formed and made.'" You see, in the eyes of many people, even in our eyes, some people are deemed to be useless. We see that by the way we treat each other. Some people we put less value on than others. But God doesn't do that. Each person is valued exactly the same to God. He sent Jesus to take each of our places so that we could live with him. To God, no one is unimportant. To God, no one is past their best. To God, no one is silly or worthless or insignificant or rubbish. To God, everyone is of immense value. Whether you believe that or not, it's true. Because our God is a God of love, and he loves us completely. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for what we've heard this morning. And as we go out into the week, we ask you to help us not to forget these things. How valuable we are, how important we are, how precious we are. Help us to see ourselves through your eyes, and may it change the way we live. May it transform our lives so that we walk with confidence, so that we trust you completely, so that we live in a different way, so that others can see that they are valued too. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing our final song together now. Amazing Grace, a classic, written by someone who thought they were nothing because they'd done terrible things. And yet they then realised the amazing grace of God and wrote this hymn to worship him. So let's stand together, and during this we're going to take up the offering. Let's sing.